Now, as well as a certain match in the Stade de France, there's another event taking place in Paris this weekend. It's an EU summit conference to raise awareness on the future role of seaweed and other marine algae in sectors like human food, animal feed, cosmetics, biopackaging, or carbon capture. Now, wild harvesting of seaweed has been a long tradition on Ireland's coastline. And down on the shoreline in Cundinagallava, Noel Lee of Connemara Seaweed Company harvests. He harvests wild seaweed by hand, using only a knife, as is the family tradition. He employs 5 full-time staff, and they produce a range of edible seaweed products at Ross of Eel. Laura Siggins went for a windy walk along the shoreline, collecting seaweed with Noel, and he shared his thoughts about the future of seaweed.
I'm going to try and show the end of one because I'm going to see if I can find eggs.
A strong southerly gale is whipping up the Atlantic shoreline near Indervon, where I am following Noel Lee from Littermallon in the Connemara Gaeltacht as he picks his way deftly over rocks and across pools in search of edible seaweeds like bladderwrack, alaria, carrageen moss, depending on the season. We're snacking on some nori as he tells me how he became involved.
Well, my father had a haulage business delivering seaweed when I was a child. Like, so there were 7 different seaweed factories between Galway, Mayo and Conyclare. So he used to deliver 5 days a week to different factories. Like, so I'd always been interested because my father was involved. And my, you know, we were born beside the shore anyway, so we would see everybody harvesting. And
yeah.
And on the boats, harvesting seaweed and pulling seaweed and stuff. So, you know, we grew up with it, like, so.
Yeah.
It was always an interest with me anyway, you know. We used to be chewing away at the Dillusker, the with the carrageen moss for the coals, and then nori then for the sprinkling, sort of. With always a bit of interest in it, so it fitted in nicely. But yeah. Making a living out of it, yeah.
It's hard work, though, the wild harvesting.
It can be, yeah. It's good for the head, but bad for the back. it's therapeutic being harvesting it, but it can be. But oh yeah, it's fairly manual. It can be, but everybody who works on the seaweed, they enjoy it too. Like, it's when you're out in the nature and stuff as well. It's nice species to be working with.
So where we are down at the trawl by the Relic, there's different species that you would harvest here.
Yes, well, maybe 7 or 8 are this different, but you might have to go to different coastline to get different species. It's a bit rough, so you won't probably get the Escophyllum or the bladrax. You don't get much of it there, but you get most of the edible seaweeds in the shoreline here.
Yeah. And you've got a good bit of nori there. That's and you'd right, you'd use that yourself?
Yeah, I'd use nori. We don't get much nori in Ireland. It's mostly in Asia, but you get small amounts, but we'd like to get it, but it doesn't grow in abundance in Ireland.
So how long would you keep picking before you take a break?
You know the jealous can most is 3 hours, like, you know the jealous, 1.5 hours before and after, and after that you don't see the jealous disappear.
You're living by the tides as well, aren't
yeah.
you? So the EU is holding this algae awareness summit and they're very excited about the idea of seaweed feeding the world. You'd need less than 10% of the world's oceans to cultivate enough seaweed to feed everyone. What do you think of that?
I think it's a good bit to go yet, like, but I think in the future there will be big space for growing seaweed because it grows very well. There's no negatives about it. You don't need to feed it any fertilizer. You don't need to feed anything. Just you get a wild plant, you spawn it in a lab, and then you put it on ropes and it grows automatically. And within 6-7 months, you'll have maybe 3 to 4 or 5 meters of beautiful seaweed, like 100% organic. There's no additives, like, it's just a dream. It's a dream. Yeah, so I can see a big future in it, but it's not there yet. Like, there's a lot of marketing to be done yet, and the big food companies have to come in and start using it when it's not there yet, but I'm sure it will be. I have a premises in Ross of Eel, and I do 13 different species, but it's only last year a European customer approached us and they wanted some more seaweed, so they're incorporating into a meatball. So what they're doing is they're taking some of the meat out and putting seaweed in.
So this European company is interested in health ratings on foods?
They have a rating in Europe, it's like the energy rating, but A, B, C and D for food, for health. So their meatballs were D, but when they put in the seaweed they can move it up to B. And they call it a hybrid food. I think that's good because the farmers still have a big input. I think that's where the future of seaweed farming will be.
Right, okay. So do you think that there is great potential in Ireland?
Oh, there is, yeah. Oh, we're a perfect coastline for seaweed farming, yeah. So it'll be very interesting. We need to look at the future. There's big change coming and we have to play our part in this carbon neutral economy. So I think seaweed fits in perfectly with that. So, and it suits fishermen as well, and you know, isolated place out coastline, so it'll blend in nicely, I think, with the future.
And that was Noel Lee of the Connemara Seaweed Company speaking to Laura Siggins, one of 43 seaweed companies operating in Ireland.